Shita and Rabbi Akiva's Shita had two different svaras. They're not totally zeh b'zeh. The Rashi says, "Ain lo d'nachad davar zeh." Don't ask about this. Lo'y sabr Rabbi Shimon k'Rabbi Akiva, lo'y k'Rabbi Akiva sabr k'Rabbi Shimon. One does not hold like the other one. Yeah. Then we had before, gidloy vidfus. Let's say you put a mold around the estrogen, and it was very small. You put, let's say, a triangle shape around the yesrig, for your soul came in very acheris, and now it looks like some other type of a creature, a little different fruit, is a triangle shape, or it looks like a pear, or it looks like an apple. As you put a mold of an apple around the yesrig, and now the yesrig looks like an apple, that's the way it grew into the mold. Is postless? Postless no good. That's not called pre-etzoder. Omar Rovo, so Rovo said like this, lo ishonuela came in very acheris. It has to look like an apple. It has to look like a different fruit. You can tell clearly it doesn't look like an esrog anymore. But kosher. But if it still looks like an esrog, then it's kosher. Even though you change the shape a little bit, still it's kosher. So the Gemara Pshita, of course, like, what are you telling me, Rova? Kimin ber yacheres tanan. Not that we said it's postle, but looks like another creature, like something else it has to look like. But if it still looks like an esrog, even though you changed it a little bit, Pshita, it's kosher. So what are you telling me, Rova? So Masav Latzricho di avida dafe dafe. Interesting. You made a mold that made it look like boards. Trashi, kimin kuroshim. Kuroshim. You made it look like a board, like made by the Mishkan, the kuroshim. Kimin galgal. Shorachayim. Shomayim. Rova ashmina dunami briyasai. The Chiddush is, that's also called the briya, the way an esrog could look. Interesting. I don't know exactly what it means. But the esrog also sometimes could look like dafe dafe. It could also look like boards. So therefore, if you made it look like a long board, still it's kosher. I'm not sure exactly how a carriage looked. Like, look like our boards. And Esther does look like our boards. Yeah. What? Hmm. Okay. Maybe I'll now get to Daffy Daffy means this. Crush, come in, goggle. Maybe. I mean, crush means like, right. I have a lot of boards to it. It looks like a goggle, like a wheel. Heshe Rechaim. Looks like the wheel of Rechaim Shemaim. When you grind something, you have a grinder that the water turns around the grinder so it looks round. So you have all around, boards coming out all around. So right there, Esther could also look like that. That's the Chiddush. Even though you change the shape a little bit, but since it still has some shaykh that looks something like an Esther, still it's kosher. Right. Itmar. Esrig shenakvuhu akvorim. What happened if a mice came and took a bite out of the Esrig? Took a bite. His Esrig shenakvu akvorim. Is Omar Rav ain't the hoder. Rav says it's possible, it's not called hoder. It's no good. So the Gemara Eini, it's not like that. V'horav Chanina matvul bo v'nofek bo. Chanina took a bite out of his esrog. Matvul bo, like Rashi's Loshin, like when you're eating, you dip it into other food. Matvul usually means dipping in. So when you're eating, you dip your food into something and eat it. So the Kitzah means here, he took a bite out of his esrog. V'nofek bo, and still he used it, the elder was kosher mitzvah. So what do you tell me now if the akvor of the mice takes a bite out of the esrog as possible? I, Rabbi Chanina, took a bite out of his esrog, and he was yoitza. Rashi, Rabbi Chanina, matzvah bo, oichol mitzos, he ate a little bit. V'nofet, Rashi, v'yoitzi, yedechev osoi. V'noisa, the leftover of it. The leftover part of the esrog, yes, he took his bite out of it, he still held it with mutter, so we'll soon see. O mevorachol, he even made a brocher on it. Rashi, v'odah, noket matzvah, what is he loshen, he dipped in? Shekol ma'achol ma'idei tibble, hoyu. They used teeth always by dipping in. To the yomav of Sochim, Hashamish matzvah b'vnei mayin. He dips in food and eats it. The Yitzchok matzvah b'yirok. He dips in the vegetable. So the kids, it is a sira. How can you say it's posel if you have a bite out of it? I, Reb Chanina, took a bite out of his vegetable, used it. And the Gemara, for the Gemara, Reb Chanina, kashim asnitzin. I, according to Reb Chanina's kashim, the Mishnah. So it's Rashi, everybody should ask the kashim. Fachinim, Reb Chanina, kashim asnitzin, diktoni, chosa kol shu posel. Our Mishnah says if you have a hole in the yesrig, and anything is missing, if it's chosar, the yesrig is possible. That's what we had before. If you have a hole of a needle goes into the yesrig, and nothing is missing, it just gets pushed in, then it's kosher. Providing the hole doesn't go through and through from one side to the other side, then it's kosher. Mashenkin, if it's chosar, something is missing from the yesrig, even a mashu, then it's possible. That's what they get sometimes. Sometimes, like we said before, that's what we had before, the outer shell is missing, it's kosher, that's only mamash, the outer membrane. But you have to be careful. Sometimes you see a little indention inside the esrog, that it could be some part of the fruit, or the thickness of the peel is missing, then it's posel. That's called chosar kosher. a little bit is missing of the esrog of the shell itself is possible. So the kasher of chanina, how could he take an esrog? Then he took a bite out of it, no matter how small the bite is, but something is missing. So how was the yetzer of the mitzvah? How was he nafak bo? So the Gemara, bishloi mamas tisun of chanina lekasher. The mission alone I could answer. It's not such a big question on the chanina. Kan biyontiv rishoin, kan biyontiv sheni. There's a difference. Yom Tov Rishon Takas Midiraisa. Then we say you have to have Priya Tzadar. It has to look nice. If it's missing a Chosa Kolshu, that's possible. Mashenken Yom Tov Sheni, which doesn't really mean our second day Yom Tov, because our second day Lamais and Chutzlaritz, we keep Rav Asmeik of the Yomam, so it has the Chumras of the first day, that you're not Yoitzu with this either the second day. But the Gemara means like an Eretz Yisrael, the second day Yom Tov Asse Chol HaMoed, or our first day Chol HaMoed. Then it's not Midiraisa anymore, it's only Midirabonin. So the Rabbanim Yoytz, even though it's Chosa Kolshu, even though some part of the Esrog is missing, it's not absurd the second day. Shrashim Mashaninan, Bishleima Masnitzin Chanin Lakasha Masnitzin Beyom Tov Rishon Shalaki Chosa Minat Torah Ubinan Leki Chatama Kedech Tidechsev Lakachtem Leki Chatama Ubiyom Tov Sheni Nofak Berichanina Afagav Lehoy Yisholim. Shrashim explained, it's not a sword from Hodor, it's not a psul, doesn't look nice. It's a psul that you don't have Sholim. Torah says, Ulekachtem lochem. Ulekachtem means kach tomo. It has to be a complete lekicha. The whole thing has to be there. And that's only psul the first day. The first day it has to be like Ulekachtem lochem b'yem arishon. Mashenken, the second day you don't have to have lekicha tomo anymore. Even though part of the esrog is missing, still it's kosher. Similarly, it wouldn't be a stira in the chanin itself. Elo l'rav kasher. But according to Rav, it's kasher. Rav says what? That if the akbar came and took it, he says, ain zehodu. Now, Rashi Elo L'Rav, to Yomrein Zehodor Kasha, to the Chanina, to Afilu B'Sheni Nami L'Rav L'Nofik, to a Mitzvah Hadura Binan, Hoy L'Maska Shem Shemayim Alov, to the Yomrein Pirkin, Yovish Posel, Loshna B'Yomta Rishon, V'Loshna B'Yomta Sheni, to your kind of the Bina Hodor V'Leka. That's the Chilik, that when there's a Psul in the Yesig of Hodor, the Pri has to look nice. That's not game even the second day, the third day of Yom Tov also. Even though it's only with the Rabbanon, but with the Rabbanon, the priest still has to look nice. But that we had before, an Esrog HaYovish is possible, Lulav HaYovish is possible, all 7 days is possible. Even though the third day is only with the Rabbanon, but the Pshat is what has to be Hodor. That's we said, that's the Taich, that's like the explanation of this Pri. What type of a Pri do you have to have? Pri-Eitz Hodor. That's what it is. When it's not Hodor, that's not the fruit anymore. So what do I care the second, third, fourth day it's only Midrabbanan, but Midrabbanan, what do you have to take? You have to take a Pri-Eitz Hodor. If it's not a Pri-Eitz Hodor, it's possible the third day also. So according to Rav, it's Shver. Rav said here that if the Akbar took a bite out of it, you know why it's no good? It's not called Hodor. It doesn't look nice. So if it's a Psula that doesn't look nice, so even the third and the fourth day, it should also be possible. So that's the Kasha and the Chanina. So what did Chanina say? You could be Eitz the second day with the Esther, you took a bite out of it. According to you take a bite out of the Yesrog, according to Rav, it doesn't look nice. It's not Hodor. If it doesn't look nice, you should not be Yetzer even the second day. So that's the Kash on Rav. Rav and Echanin Lechur are saying two different halachas. The Gemara says no Kash. Posh the Teretz. And the Gemara, Omelach Rav, Rav will answer, Shani Akvorim de Meisa. What's the Tushdil? An Akvor, if a mice takes a bite out of the Yesrog, it's Meis. It's disgusting. It's not nice. A mice takes a bite to throw it away. So that's not called Hodor. That's not nice anymore. That's why the second day also you can't be yoytzeh to the mitzvah anymore. If an akvah took a bite out of the esrog. Mashenka, if the person himself took a bite out of the esrog, it doesn't look so meis. So that's not a psul in Hodor. That's only a psul in lekicha tama. It's not called you took a complete esrog. So therefore the first day you need lukachtem lechem b'yom rishon. It has to be complete. If it's missing something, it's possible the first day. Mashenka, the second day already is kosher. Even though something is missing, so what? Olakachtem lachem doesn't go on the second day. Only goes on the first day. Hodor goes on all 7 days. Because Hodor, that's the type of a pri you need. So here the teretz is, there's a difference. When the Akva takes a bite out of it, it's disgusting, it's not nice, not Hodor anymore. That's why it's possible. But if the person himself takes a bite out of it, still it's kosher. So we said missing is not a psul. The first day it's only psul. But the second day, even missing is kosher. Missing is only psul from the kachtem, the kicha toma. The kicha toma, that's only said on the first day, midiraisam. The second day, midirabona, you don't have to have the kicha toma. But the second day, you don't need this vzun alochiz. The same way we said lochem. It has to belong to you only the first day. The second day already you're allowed to borrow somebody else's esrim. Because the dinim only apply the first day, not the next 7 days. Just what's called the pre, what's called the fruit, the pre-eitz hodor, that you need all 7 days, otherwise not the mitzvah. So anything to get a hodor, that the pre has to look nice, that's called the fruit. If it's not the fruit, you're not the kind of mitzvah. Mashenkin, the other halachas, the zaitik halachas of lochem, it has to belong to you, and the kichatoma, you have to take the whole thing, that's only said on the first day. But after that, even chosra still is kosher. Ikud the army, something like this. Omar Rav, zehoder. Rav says, no, even if a mouse takes a bite out of the yeser, you know, still it's kosher. Still called hoder. What's the raya? The Rabbi Chanina matzvo bo v'nofek bo. Because Rabbi Chanina himself took a bite out of his yeser, we're going to use it. So that's his raya. And it's like this terrace now, he's not machal to say that a nakfor is mis, makes it look disgusting. No, it's the same thing. It's only missing something. And I see from Chanina that even though the yeser is missing something, still it's kosher. The Mishnah says Chosa Kol Shu is possible. Now the Gemara Lo Kasha, like I said before, can be Yom Tov Rishon, can be Yom Tov Sheni. The first day of Yom Tov Smidi Raisa, the Torah says Ulakachtem means Kicha Toma. You have to have a complete Kicha. No Esrog has to be. You're not missing anything. But Yom Tov Sheni, already you don't have to have these Dinim. So therefore, even though something is missing, still it's kosher. And that's the halacha right there. Fight it. Esther, so if you have any shells among the Esroigim that some part of the Esther is missing, like on the outer shell there's an indention there to solve if it's missing or not, so for the first day attack it's not kosher. But for the second day, the rest of the days, you could use it then. Then it's kosher. If it's missing, it's kosher the rest of the days of Yom Tov. So only the first day that you need Lakich HaTomah. Well, like we said, Abizman is here in Chutzlorets, the second day also you have to have Sholem. Because we do the second day of Yom Tov, the second day of Yom Tov, maybe it's really the first day of Yom Tov. So if all the Chumras of the first day applies to the second day also. But Cholomoyed, you could be Eitz with an Esrig. If the Esrig falls on the floor and Cholomoyed gets a dent, still it's kosher. Right. Esrig cotton, you have a small Esrig. Omar Rafferim Ba Papa. Ki machlekes kan, kach machlekes biavonim ekuzolis. Say machlekes here. How small can an Esrig be? The size of a small nut or the size of an egg? That's the same machlekes you have biavonim ekuzolis. That taking stones on Shabbos, the question of you need it for a base akisi to wipe yourself with. So the question is, Tamuz, are the stones on Muksa? Well, the Tzoruch, you're allowed to take it. The Tanya, we learn like this. The Tanya, B'Shabbos, Gimel Avonim Kuzolois, Mutal Ahaknas Rabbeis Akisei. You're allowed to take with you, when you go to Rabbeis Akisei, you're allowed to take 3 stones with you inside, even though it's Muksa. But as Kavod Abriyash, you're allowed to take it to wipe yourself. The Karmash Yurin, how big can they be? Rabbi Meir Yuan Mekegu, they have to be the size of a nut. Rabbi Yuan Mekebetsa, no, they can even be the size of an egg. Trashi. Mutlahachnis beveisakisei, betech daldamis. Talking about you're not carrying, betech daldamis. O beisakisei besode, veinamukum mechitzlis. Veinkan ela tiltot rabbonin. O mishim kovar abriyas lagozer. You're not carrying in more than daldamis. You're only carrying tech daldamis. There's only a question of muksa. Here's the tiltot like muksa. And it's only yosim with rabbonin. So mishim kovar abriyas lagozer. Since you need it to wipe yourself, it's mutter. So mikozolos, haruyum likinuch, something royal you could use. Kiegois, kasova, the bahochi chazli kinuch. It's bigger than a nut. He holds it too big already. You can't use it to wipe yourself. And the other one says, no, even the size of a beitzah. So the same machlokes is there, the same shiur apply here. So just telling you to remember the sizes, there's a machlokes in the same size. Vital begoidul. How big could the esrog be also machlokes? Kedei sheyoichaz b'shtei yadayim. That was machlokes. Rabbi Yossi said, no, you have to be able to hold 2 in 1 hand. And the Chacham said, no, even if you need 2 hands to hold 1, still it's kosher. Tanya, Amri Rabbi Yossi. My sub Rabbi Akiva, Shabol Leveis HaKnesset, he once came to Shul, V'yasroi Goyak Seifoi, and his esrog was so big that he couldn't even hold it in his 2 hands. He had to carry it like a watermelon on your shoulders, he had to carry it. It was too big to hold it in his hands. He had to carry it on his shoulders. You see how big, so it's a chur to write to Chachomim. That you don't have to have like a Rabasi Shita, you have to have 2 in 1 hand. No, it could be as big as a watermelon it could be. Of Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya, from there it's a Raya. They talk, answered back to him and told him, we hold you not your answer to the mitzvah, that's not called hoder. It's too big, it's not nice. Shrashi ak seifim reiv godloi. Ain't the hoder. The alpha gab the kin the time of the Yehuda. Lav mishim hoder, lechur tistira. Akasha Rashi eskim. Before we learned what was Rav Yehuda's shita, why he said the esrei can't be so big, you have to be able to hold it like two in one hand, because it's a gzeirah midrabbanan. We are afraid sometimes you hold the lulav in your left hand and the esrei in your right hand, and then you have to change it around. So if the esrei is going to be so big, we're afraid when you change it around, it'll fall on the floor. But it was only gzeirah midrabbanan that you're not yotze. But midiraisa, it was kosher. And here we're saying now, no, if it's so big, it's not hodder, that's a psul midiraisa. So what's going on? So Rashi Tochi kom alei. Afilu lididoch, t'leichayshas li'anfulei, u'maisirayim ad-rabikiva, e'niraya. T'avimam alei ein zahodu. It's even according to your shita, that you're not afraid to fall down. But still you should know, the answer back to him is saying it's no good. Then Achlem, according to me, the psul was because maybe you'll fall out of his hand. Right. When you make the agat, tying the lulav, the three minim together, you have to use the min of the lulav, like we use. The leaves of the lulav you have to use. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Meir, says, no, afilu b'meshicha. Some take out the gears of a chut. Same thing. Even a string. You don't have to use the leaves of the lulav. You could even use a string. As if your Meir holds, you could use another min to tie around the three minim. Amr Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir brings a raya. Amr Rabbi Meir, Ma'isa b'yanchi Yerushalayim, once happened to people in Yerushalayim, she'yo'idim es lulveihem, b'gemuniyah shesol zohov. They used to tie around the lulav with strings of gold. So it's a raya to Rabbi Meir. You don't have to use the leaves of the lulav to tie it around with. You could even tie it around with gold if you want to. Amr Uloi, they answered back, b'minoy ha'yo'idinoy say melamata. No, on the bottom of the lulav, we have to have the mitzvahs agud, the taka used the lulav itself. They used the leaves of the lulav to tie it around. That they had red gold strings, that was only to make it look nice, they put on the top part of the lulav. Shrashi, ein oivdin nes lulav, ela b'minoy, kafar shvosun zim sin gemar why. Chutsha mashicha yeh string, gemnun yeh chutsha, the string of gold. B'minoy ogmai sa mamatzal, l'shem mitzvah agad. V'zdela noy b'yalma. That they have gold string on top, that was only to make it look nice. Sati gemara. Omar rova. Filu b'siv. That's what you the hold. You have to tie it around with the lulav. With the min of the lulav doesn't only mean mamash the leaf of the lulav itself. Now filu b'siv. Even with Rashi shegodol sov v'dekel v'nichra svivoy kulul v'gefanim. Something that grows right around the palm tree. In other words, it has to be a min of the palm tree. It doesn't have to be the same leaf of the lulav itself. If it grows out of the palm tree, that's enough. So even on the bottom of the palm tree, there are sprouts coming up, you could use that also to tie around the lulav. And afilu biyikud adikla, even from the bark of the palm tree, also you could use. Trashi lachtech v'meno nitzorim, like cut pieces out of the bark. V'kol v'macharun lagdon, v'taym 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 v'yudam, lav mishum hodruhu. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to use the leaves of a min lulav, not because it has to look nice. If it would have to look nice, then avad, you can't use the bark. The bark doesn't look nice. So that's not the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says you have to use the leaves of the lulav for the agad. To akimna the lav the light boy hoder elamishum the boy mina. We'll soon see. It's only a svar of you though. You have to have the min of a palm tree here. So therefore, any part of the palm tree is kosher, but a different min is possible. Not because it doesn't look nice. Vayta, the Yomar Rova says. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that Rashi boy minoy, kivun the yom alol of tzorach agid, hevelei af ha'agid min ha'mitzvah? Because what's the reason, why does Rabbi Yehuda say it has to be from the min of the lulav? The Teretz says, the Gemara says, kisava lulav tzorach agid. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that the mitzvah midiraisa, we learn out the gzera shavu, lakachtem, lakachtem, the mitzvahs you have to tie it together. The three minim, the lulav, the hadasim, and the rovis, have to be tied together. That's part of the mitzvah. Now, the ma'isa mina achrina, if you take another type of a string to tie it around with, heavy chamisha mina. The string that you tie around the lulav, that's part of the mitzvah's lulav. So if you can tie it around with another type of material, it's like you have five minim here. You have the esrog, you have the adasim nerovis, and this new type of string that you're tying it around with, since it's part of the mitzvah, it's another min here. So Kumna says, with the lulav, with the esrog, it's five minim. And we know you're only allowed to have four. There's Baal Tosif. You're not going to take more than four minim. That's why it's puzzled. That's why what you're tying around with, the davka has to be a min of the lulav itself. Tzadrashi, v'maisa minachrino, v'oive mishum bal taisif, v'oive liyasa bal taisif. Since it's part of the mitzvah to tie it up, you have to tie it up with the min of the lulav itself. V'yom ha'rova, minu ha'minu lo, how do I know this? Tisiv yikuda diklo mino delulvahu. How do I know then that the bottom sprouts of the palm tree and the bark of the palm tree is also called the min of the lulav? Like you want to tell me now, you're only allowed to have four minim. So lulav is one min. So how come you tell me even the sprouts in the bottom and the bark? So you have to say it's the same type of a lulav. How do I know that? The Tanya we learned. The pasuk says, ba sukkah is teshvu. Sukkah shall kol dover. You can make a sukkah made out of anything. There's the walls you can make from anything. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, ein sukkah nehega sela b'dalad minim shem lulav. No, you can only make even the walls of the sukkah from the dalad minim of the lulav. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. V'yadim noisin, and I make a swirl like that. Oma lulav, just like the lulav. Shein noig b'leilas kebiyomim. Mitzvahs lulav an yomtiv zonan negei b'yoyim. At Lila you can't be mekayim the mitzvahs of lulav. The dalad minim is only by yoyim, and not by night. Still we know the mitzvahs of Dalad Minim. The Torah says, Badafka, these four Minim. The Lulav, the Adasim, the Rovus, the Esrig, these are the four Minim. And the mitzvahs only in the Gay of Biyam Nabalayla. So Sukkah, the mitzvah, you have to have a Sukkah, which here means
the Schach of the Sukkah.
That a Sukkah is Noig, Zay Bayam, Zay Balayla. Whenever you want to eat, even at night time, you have to eat in the Sukkah. When you want to sleep at night time, you have to sleep in the Sukkah. Sayin din, isn't it? Shaloi tehei ela bi'arba minim. It's a svara that the sukkah could only be made from the min of dalad minim. That's a yudishita.
Well, our Tosis says over, avadi is moed, it can't be from a double makabal tum. It also has to be only from something grows. But only from these dalad minim and nothing else could the tzchach be made from.
Yeah. So Amru Lai, the Rabbani answer back to Yehuda, no. Kol din sha'ato don. Tchilos el hachmir. Any type of a kalvah chayim you make, that at the beginning true you be machmir. Although the Seifel HaHokel, at the end you want to be Mekol, ain't a din. That's not called a good Kal V'Chaymer. You can't make a Kal V'Chaymer to say, Imadach over there the Halacha is, so for sure here also should be. But if I saying it over here, you be Mekol, you take it away the mitzvah, then you don't say such a Kal V'Chaymer. What does it mean to say? What's going to be Loi Motzar Bois Minim? Let's say you don't find Dalad Minim. You can't make your walls out of a Lulav.